WGBW 1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
News,
app.
I'm Rena Roy. The ground stop for United flights earlier today due to a computer issue has been lifted. The airline now working to get passengers back on schedule. ABC's Alex Stone says the cause is still unknown.
After rebooting its computers, United says its system is now back up and working. United says the issue has been resolved and the ground stop was lifted. 211 United flights, or about 8% of its daily departures, were delayed. Once its systems were back up, planes at United hubs quickly started rolling down runways after being lined up waiting for about an hour.
The White House says the president continues to test negative for COVID after First Lady Jill Biden tested positive for COVID. She has mild symptoms. This afternoon, President Biden is hosting a Medal of Honor ceremony for a Vietnam vet. Later this week, the president travels overseas to the G20 summit. Texas Senate lawmakers have been sworn in for the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's accused of bribery and abuse of office. This is ABC News. The manhunt continues for Danilo Cavalcante, the inmate who escaped from a prison in Pennsylvania last week.
This is somebody who law enforcement has said from the very beginning is extremely dangerous. We're talking about a person who was convicted of repeatedly stabbing his ex-girlfriend to death in front of her children in broad daylight. Now, law enforcement is stressing to everyone, number one, the search is continuing and it's very intense, but also people should continue to go about their business. They say if you want to go to the store, go to the store. Just make sure your doors are locked. And also, stay vigilant and make a phone call quickly if you think you see him. They say they've responded to north of 100 tips.
ABC's Trevor Ault in Pensbury Township. The exodus from the Burning Man Festival is underway after festival goers were stuck in the Nevada desert. Roads that have been covered in mud following rain reopened yesterday. FEMA and the FCC will be testing their alert systems on your phones and televisions next month. It will take place at about 2:20 Eastern Time on October 4th. The alerts will be in English or Spanish, depending upon the language setting on your phone. Rena Roy, ABC News.
Civic Media radio stations, providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know. One woman is dead and another injured after a car crashed into Lake Michigan. The incident happened Monday night around 11:30. Sheboygan police say the car was unable to handle a turn while headed east on North Avenue. It went off the road into the lake. The woman who died was 37. A 25-year-old woman suffered serious injuries and was taken to the hospital. The crash is under investigation. Records fell over the holiday weekend when it came to heat. Several cities in northeast Wisconsin reached new highs. Appleton hit 93 yesterday, topping the previous high for September 4th of 90 degrees. Sunday was brutally hot in some cities. Manitowoc hit 93 degrees. The previous high was 92. Stevens Point and Wisconsin Rapids both reached 100 degrees. There is relief in sight as it's supposed to be much cooler on Thursday. Pete Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station. You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW, and on the Civic Media app.
To listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Radio Show, the Labor Day Tuesday edition. Welcome to it.
Hey, Crudy, happy Tuesday. Nate, working the board, our fair audience. Welcome back to all of us. What a hell of a weekend and a big week to come.
I got some new tan lines.
Yeah, do you?
Relax.
You better show me now, man. I know those things fade quick on a big white guy like you.
We'll talk about some tan lines in the next segment. Caucus Eve edition. Caucus Eve. Republicans, they got some malfeasance. They got a caucus on tomorrow, Dom. I think that's where we probably need to start the show. But may take note of the fact, back to wearing my Badger hat. My beloved Badgers have kicked off the football season with a victory, a W. And I was out on the Jordan Love boat, taking a little cruise around Lake Mendota on the Big Lake in Madison, and listening to the stream of the Wisconsin Badgers on the Civic Media app. I was thrilled. And then I went home for the second half. I want to see it in person. A little closer than it should have been at the half. But the Badgers, you know, they put a good stomping on Buffalo.
Oh, man, the running backs. I actually watched a little bit of that game, Crudy. Running backs in charge. But what about the quarterback, man? Getting a little loose with the ball towards the second half there.
Well, Mordecai threw what should have been a long touchdown pass, and the guy dropped it. And the very next play was an interception. That was one of the momentum killers of the first half. But Mordecai, I thought, handled it with some aplomb. He's like a six-year senior. You know, with the whole coronavirus pandemic, a lot of players were granted an additional year of eligibility, and apparently he was one of them. And this transfer quarterback, because we don't have the Graham Mertz no more. We got the Mordecai. And I thought he had a fair game. He had one touchdown to DK I thought was particularly well thrown. And Braylon Allen, man, that guy's a beast. 245. Yeah. Kind of like me, but in a good way.
6'3", 215.
He is quite large and in charge. And I'm very excited. This Saturday night, it's going to be a party, Dom. Badgers playing a night game, road game, first road game of the season, going out to Washington State. And last year, that was a loss for us.
Uh-oh.
We lost to Washington State. And that's in part why Paul Christ is no longer the head coach here. The Luke Fickell error began on Saturday. ERA, not hopefully E-R-R-O. are. You know what I'm saying?
We hope, I hear what you're saying.
Man. We hope Chris McIntosh and company didn't make an error in looking over Jim Leonard. But, you know, one win.
So far, so good. Undefeated, baby.
Looked a lot like old Badger football, though. A lot of crowded out. You know, Malusi had that big 89-yard run, but that looked like old Badger football. And then, you know, Braylon Allen just comes, you know. I wish I could hear Boomer do it, you know, just boom, 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 you know, like he did on NFL Live for so many years.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
So that was exciting, and we're very excited. The Badgers will be streaming right here on Civic Media and, of course, playing on the radio this Saturday night. Nothing like a night game. Playing under the lights, Dom. 6:30 p.m. Central Time kickoff. And I guess they'll get to the lights later because they're playing on the West Coast. But Washington State, the opponent, going out over our flagship, WRJN, and all around the network, including WFHR, that's Wisconsin Rapids. WRJN, by the way, is Racine Kenosha, 1400 AM, Milwaukee. That's all you need to know. Or get the Civic Media app. We've got them in Richland Center, and we've got them up in Lake Air Country, WLAK, 1260 AM. And did I also mention Packers kickoff this Sunday? Featured game of the week, Jordan Love. Like I said, I was out cruising in the Jordan Love boat, and I'm very excited. And I looked up his stats. My son's talking trash. My son, he's not so much a fan. He's like a fantasy football fan. You know, he's got his players or his guys he likes to watch on ESPN, but, you know, not so much the game. So anyways, he's talking about Justin Fields. And the Bears are the opponent this Sunday for the Packers. And I mentioned the Bears still suck, but they will continue to suck with Justin Fields at the quarterback. Now, while this kid is incredible running the football, over 1,100 yards last year, his quarterback to, you know, like touchdown to interception ratio is horrendous. He's 15 games under 500 in his career. Two-year career, he's 6-21, dude, as a starter.
Nowhere to go but up.
Jordan, his career QB rating in two seasons is under 80. And I can just tell you, that ain't good. Usually you don't get to be, you know, that's not like a B-. That's kind of a bad grade in the NFL.
Where's that game? Is it in Green Bay or is it in Chicago?
I think we start in Chi-Town. I think they end the season against the Bears up in Green Bay. I think that's what they do. They book in that rivalry game.
Yes, Packers at the Bears, Sunday afternoon.
3:25, National Game of the Week. And we'll have it on WRJN, WRCO, and our new one up in the Northwoods, Q98.3. So if you're going up to the cabin this weekend, Packers. So very excited about the sports, less excited about the malfeasance caucusing going on the GOP side there. They're getting ready to the huddle, Dom, about impeaching Janet Protasiewicz.
Crudy, the reporting from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Hope Carnop. Senate Republicans Wednesday are expected to discuss options for impeaching or seeking other sanctions for newly sworn in liberal Justice Janet Protasiewicz if she does not recuse herself from redistricting cases. Senator Van Wangard of Racine told reporters after a committee hearing Tuesday that he was sure the topic would come up in the caucus's conversations, though he said he has not spoken to Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, who would kickstart impeachment proceedings in the Assembly. I don't think we're looking at any one specific thing at this point, he said. I've talked to a couple of my colleagues, and they're all waiting to see what happens in the Assembly. Wangard's committee has been taking up appointments to the State Judicial Commission, which could receive complaints against the state Supreme Court's new liberal majority. On Tuesday, the committee held a hearing for two of the confirmations after taking up three others in early August. Another quote, "The only thing that we have to depend on is that the commissioners are going to do their job and follow the law without putting any perspective of political bias into it," Wangard said. Senators turned from recusal issues to internal tensions on the court as they questioned two appointees, Yolanda Anderson, the most recent head of the commission, who works for the State Public Defender Milwaukee Trial Office, and Jane Foley, who worked for the Milwaukee County District Attorney's Office. While questioning the nominees, Wangard alluded to conservative Chief Justice Annette Ziegler's emails to the court in which she criticized liberal members for conducting business in private. He also referenced.
I'd call that a snowflakey wine.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. But okay. All right. So you put it out there. You got to talk about it, I guess. He also referenced new state courts director Audrey Skowronski signing reserve judge orders and taking leave of absence from her current judicial position, which Ziegler said was not allowed. The confidence is shaken, Wangard said of the Supreme Court. After the hearing, he described disputes within the court as a food fight. Senator Kelda Royce, a Democrat from Madison, praised the nominees for not participating in political nonsense and criticized Republicans for asking nominees to prejudge things that have not come before you to do exactly what they're complaining about. Anderson and Foley said the commission only handles issues of judicial misconduct, not administrative issues on the Supreme Court, like open meetings laws. The appointees said they were not familiar with walking quorums, terminology Ziegler used to criticize the actions of the four liberal justices and who holds an authority to appoint reserve judges. Foley said she was unsure about judges taking a leave of absence, but later acknowledged there was a precedent set by Milwaukee County judge resigning to take a Fulbright position in Bosnia because there was no sabbatical policy. She said the commission would look into the issue if it came before the panel. Wangard also raised concerns Tuesday that complaints on how the commission acts on them are confidential, not subject to open records requests until the panel reaches a decision. Wangard said he might seek changes to the statute. The committee took up three other nominations to the Judicial Commission in August, where they questioned Democratic Governor Tony Evers' appointees, who were never confirmed by the Senate. Senators asked how the nominees would handle issues of recusal, referencing Protasiewicz's publicly calling Wisconsin's electoral maps rigged during her campaign. And if I just may throw this caveat out there, other reading I've seen on this, Dan Kelly said that those maps were constitutional. So he offered an opinion about the maps.
Yeah, but he didn't win office, so we can't impeach him.
All right, that's the point, though. So are Republicans, are you absolutely actually suggesting that if Dan Kelly can't spell Kelly without two L's, if Dan Kelly would have won, that they would have been asking for his recusal because he judged, quote unquote, the maps to be constitutional, question mark?
Of course not, Tom.
Of course.
May I point out?
Please.
You don't even know what a walking quorum is.
Yeah.
Do you know what a walking quorum is? I will confess, I did not know what a walking quorum is, Annette Ziegler. So let me define it for you, and then you'll know. A walking quorum, according to Wisconsin, this is DOJ, state of Wisconsin, .us, /US open government.
All right, a lot of backslashes.
A walking quorum is a series of gatherings among separate groups of members of a government body, each less than quorum size, who agree tactically or explicitly to act uniformly in sufficient number to reach a quorum. A walking quorum may produce a predetermined outcome and thus render a publicly held meeting a mere formality. The Wisconsin Supreme Court has commented that any attempt to avoid the appearance of a meeting through the use of a walking quorum is subject to prosecution among the open meetings laws. Furthermore, the requirements for an open meetings law cannot be circumvented by using an agent or a surrogate to poll the members of government bodies through a series of individual contacts. The series of gatherings need not be face-to-face, for example, phone calls, email exchanges. So a walking quorum is what the liberals had already polled themselves and come to a predetermined decision. Very troubling.
Is it really troubling?
No, not really. Not to me.
No. Okay. Well, but of course the Republicans, what's troubling to them is they're starting to lose their grasp on power, and that scares them tremendously.
Come back with us. Jimmy Buffett passed over the weekend, and the guy from Smash Mouth. More Devil's Advocates.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Test your home for radon. Radon causes lung cancer, and half the homes in Green Bay test high. Request a free tester at newradon.com. newradon.com. Get a free test kit now.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
The Civic Media Network of radio stations across Wisconsin. We are your hometown radio, refreshed.
Here's your updated forecast. Cloudy skies expected tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 71. Winds out of the south, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 79. Cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 58. Cloudy skies. Temps a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 85.
From I-43 to I-41. This is the talk of Green Bay. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Think you know politics? Think again. Welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And we're back from the 420 break. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. You can always join us on the line. It's toll free, 844-967-2789. Of course, get the really cool Civic Media app. Just click on the Devil's Advocates. You can type text. You can hit the button to call. It's super cool and super easy.
For you to say.
Yeah. Come on, man. It's been a while.
Glad to get the kids out the door this morning, Dom.
Kids been out the door, man. Izzy came home for the weekend, went back to college at like 5 o'clock this morning because she had an early class. But it was great to see the family a little bit this week.
My senior, last first day of school. You know, he's out of fingers, 12. So it's 2-1, right?
Yeah, right.
And so anyways, it was good to see him out there. Dom, we've got some breaking news within the hour shared by former journalist, current friend of the Devil's Advocates, our buddy Bill Dunn, shared this story from the AP. Complaints over campaign comments by Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice are dismissed. Ooh, that's going to sting. You Republicans, you're caucusing tomorrow. This is going to sting. Yeah. Dateline Madison, a state judiciary disciplinary panel, has rejected several complaints lodged against Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice Janet Protasiewicz that alleged she violated the Judicial Code of Ethics for comments she made during the campaign. Let's just say, Dom, it's a setback for Republicans who argued those remarks could warrant impeachment. Well, they don't care. You know, they didn't warrant impeachment before this ruling, and they won't warrant impeachment after the ruling, but that won't really affect whether or not Republicans choose to go forward with this process. Now, Protasiewicz on Tuesday released a letter from the Wisconsin Judicial Commission informing her that several complaints regarding comments she made during the campaign had been dismissed without action. The commission's actions are private unless released by one of the parties involved. That's a shocker. The other side didn't release the outcome.
No, they didn't. How strange.
Protasiewicz received permission from the commission to release its May 31st letter to her, which she provided to the Associated Press. And Protasiewicz's win in April flipped the majority of the court, if you're unaware, Dom, from conservative to liberal for the first time in 15 years. And oh, are the snowflakes whining? they're incensed, Dom. Now, Democrats heavily backed her campaign, Protasiewicz, that is, during which Protasiewicz criticized Republican-drawn electoral maps and spoke in favor of abortion rights. And in recent weeks, Dom, we've talked about this quite a bit, Republican lawmakers have been floating the possibility of impeaching Protasiewicz over her comments calling the legislative maps they drew unfair and rigged. But the commission apparently says complaints against Protasiewicz, several dismissed. They're unmeritorious, apparently, Dom.
Crudy, also on this very topic, Scott Bauer over at the AP Let me jump.
I was also quoting Bauer, just so you know.
Oh, that was the same one? Okay. Yes. The Republicans, let's see. Bear with me. I got it. The Republicans. Drawn legislative electoral maps were filed by Democratic-friendly groups. Supreme Court yet to decide whether to hear the cases, and Pro Tsayawich has not responded to a motion that the Republican-controlled legislature that she recuse herself. The Wisconsin Republican Party in February released one complaint. So back in February, they released this complaint filed against Pro Tsayawich by Randall Cook, a Republican supporter. His complaint, and presumably this is one of the many complaints that were dismissed today, but at the time, his complaint alleged that Protasiewicz had declared how she would rule on cases related to abortion and redistricting in violation of provisions of the state judicial code. Here's a quote. Wisconsin has never seen a Supreme Court justice so brazenly declare how she would rule on a case before it ever came to the court. And we had hoped the principles of equal justice would be seriously considered by the Judicial Commission despite their liberal bias. Wisconsin Supreme Court Chairman.
Wait. That's a misprint. Obviously.
That's a misprint. That's not shimming. He's the GOP chair, not the Wisconsin Supreme Court Chairman. That's all right. We get it wrong once in a while, Bauer. Well, Brian Schimming said this. It was clearly asking too much. But again, Brian Schimming, your guy said that the maps were what? Constitutional. He's offering an opinion on the maps. Are you suggesting then, sir, that he, if he comes before the law before him, that he should have recused himself? I mean, the whole thing is so absolutely weak, and they know they're just going to get eaten alive if they go down this road, Crudy. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it.
Here's what they could do. It would take a simple majority. It would take the will of the caucus leader, in this case, that, of course, is Robin Voss. On the assembly side, all you have to do is get a simple majority. Plenty of cover fire for anyone that could be in a even semi-competitive district, right? You can just use the gerrymandered 50% off the top and the other 17% you got to spare. Well, you can let those guys, you know, just abstain from voting, let's say. And here's the sweetest part. And I think this will be discussed in earnest by the Republican caucus tomorrow. No one's actually got to go on the record above and beyond that. In fact, there's greater value to never moving on the Senate side. Stalemating her, taking her, basically benching her through the assembly action, and then no Senate Republicans actually ever taking the step to impeach.
So put her in the penalty box and never rule on the case and leave her, what, in permanent limbo? Of course, would
as long as they legally can
lawsuits, right? I mean, right, but that as long as you legally can will be, you know, subject to lawsuits, certainly. But I tell you what, man, I mean, given the
what's that, a year, 2 years,
flesh, never
that
happened,
she could be sidelined,
be sidelined for just one case or for all the cases,
all cases,
dude. Tell me that the that the separate co-equal branches of power that they can go in and influence based on this base. She hasn't even ruled on anything yet. She hasn't done anything. That they would go down this road and sideline her for X amount of months or years is asinine. It would never happen. Number one, the court case, the lawsuits would fly around. And no matter what they do, there's always a workaround.
And in the meantime, she's sidelined.
At the end of the day, so she resigns and Evers appoints somebody else. Boom. Now, it doesn't help her necessarily, her career and all those issues. But if you're looking for a competent Supreme Court that still maintains a liberal majority, there's a work. No matter what they do, there is an end around their action. They're not going to do it. They'll never get away with it.
More devils. We'll be back. You'll never get away with it.
From the home of the frozen tundra, Green Bay's choice for news talk, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Rena Roy. The ground stop for United flights earlier today due to a computer issue has been lifted. The airline now working to get passengers back on schedule. ABC's Alex Stone says the cause is still unknown.
After rebooting its computers, United says its system is now back up and working. United says the issue has been resolved and the ground stop was lifted. 211 United flights, or about 8% of its daily departures, were delayed. Once its systems were back up, planes at United hubs quickly started rolling down runways after being lined up waiting for about an hour.
The White House says the president continues to test negative for COVID after first First Lady Jill Biden tested positive for COVID. She has mild symptoms. This afternoon, President Biden is hosting a Medal of Honor ceremony for a Vietnam vet. Later this week, the president travels overseas to the G20 summit. Texas Senate lawmakers have been sworn in for the impeachment trial of Attorney General Ken Paxton. He's accused of bribery and abuse of office. This is ABC News.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
For the Talk of Green Bay News, I'm Pete Schwabe. Here's what you need to know.
A 39-year-old Nina woman is dead after a stabbing in Clintonville. The incident happened Monday afternoon in Memorial Circle. Clintonville police responded to a 911 call around 12:30 p.m. Emergency officials arrived to the scene and tried life-saving measures before the woman was taken to a hospital where she later died. Authorities arrested a 19-year-old man who was booked for first-degree intentional homicide and taken to the Waupaca County Jail. More details are expected after families are notified. An SUV crashed into a gas station in downtown Green Bay Monday morning. The crash happened shortly after 8 a.m. when the vehicle hit a Shell gas station connected to an A&W. The driver was a 62-year-old woman who allegedly hit the gas instead of the brake. None of the three people in the SUV were hurt, and there is no word yet on if any of the frosty mugs were damaged.
Hey, Schwabe, WGBW 97.9 News.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Do you ever get tired of one-sided conversations? Have you changed the station due to mean-spirited rhetoric? Wouldn't it be refreshing to listen and engage in civilized dialogue about politics and how issues affect our families differently? Welcome to the Rational Revolution. I'm Chris Elfheim.
And I'm Emily Sefos. Together, we'll look at today's issues through a politically purple lens. So join us on Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us. Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us. Woo! The Devil's Advocates. Political commentary from the back of the class.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show on Tuesday that probably feels like a Monday for your kids and mine. Maybe not Dom's, but most kids' first day of school, or at least they're all back to school now. Governor Tony Evers took a little tour of MPS today, but because of the heat, MPS closing early today. So the kids got a short day for the first day of the school year, Dom. Now the heat should subside, and I will see less photos like the one I saw that appeared on the social medias this weekend. Now, for some reason, Scott Walker appears in my Facebook stream constantly. Constantly, I'm telling you. And this weekend, Scott Walker decided he was going to post a picture of himself paddleboarding. He's out on the lake, and he posted it. And this is a man, what is Winker? Late 40s, early 50s. What's his age?
Oh, he's got to be older than me, man. So he's mid 50s.
So over the course of the weekend, asked people if they would, you know, be willing to help caption the photo of Scott Walker. And
you want to hear some ideas, exercising some creativity over the weekend where you might.
Well, you know, I just wanted to see how creative other people were being, you know, because I was out on the lake. But here's what I would say. First and foremost, I also had my shirt off this weekend. And if I look like that guy, I would put it back on.
I noticed I didn't see a picture of you shirtless on the social medias this
weekend. Well, I would have the good sense not to post this shirtless picture of Crudy. Certainly, if the only tan lines I had were like shirt sleeves, like you can tell he's been out in some khakis and shirt sleeves, but this guy's got zero sun on any other part of his body, except I suspect the bald spot.
Bald spot, right. Gotta put some SPF 50 on that, man.
But here's something interesting people pointed out. Couple of things going on. The wanker, as I like to call him, Scott Walker, the former gubernator of the state of Wisconsin, who posted this shirtless photo of himself. He made a conscious choice to do this. You know, like he's...
Dude, I don't think the guy even does bench press, man. I'm just telling you.
He skipped every leg day, bro.
Do you even do back, dude? Ever do a pull-up? Nope.
So here's something interesting. I asked people, you know, would you caption this? And some people did. And one guy, you know, said, Scott's on my way to the Foxconn factory I got in Wisconsin. There's another one. Apparently he's tethered to the board, as, you know, the paddle boarders do. I'm more of a motorboat guy, but anyways, it looks like he's wearing an ankle monitor. And the other very strange saying, and you know, I'm not so much fat shaming this guy as he has two navels down. Scott Walker has double belly buttons. If I had two navels, I would not take my shirt off in public.
Where's
the second navel coming from?
There's like a little indent above his navel. Now, I look like that. It looks like an old belly button piercing that, you know, he got pregnant, had a baby, kind of stretched it out. Now he's got this weird belly button thing going on. That's what it kind of looks like to me.
You know, I wish we could see him from behind because I'd love to see the tramp stamp in the back. So anyways, I would encourage you. Yeah, here's a guy who says, you can't even tell my belly button was pierced.
You're totally right.
Right?
Yeah, man. What a party with you, cowboy. I mean, Scott Walker, I almost call him Donald Trump. You know, when was the belly? What was the phase of Scott Walker's belly button piercing? Like, was that still in Marquette college? You know what I mean? You know, just out, couldn't pierce the ears or the nose because he had to, you know, get a job for insurance, you know, perhaps for the baby mama and the baby, allegedly. But, you know, so he had to hide it, man. He had to be a freak on the inside.
By the way, if you are unfamiliar with the allegations that Scott Walker fathered a child in college, and we have always found the accuser to be very credible. She's a doctor at the University of Minnesota, I believe. Not a physician, but a, you know, PhD doctor. And we've talked to her legal counsel, and the Wisconsin Citizens Media Co-op actually did some very in-depth reporting. I felt like they went easy because I talked to some of the reporters involved, and they felt like there was more evidence that if they couldn't prove it, they didn't print it. But I have always felt convinced in the allegation that Scott Walker fathered a love baby in college and probably left Marquette for insurance at the American Red Cross because there was no other logical reason. People say he flunked out. Well, not true. Not a great student, but he was in good standing when he left college. But nobody takes that sweet American Red Cross job that they've been dreaming of and then immediately pivots to run for the legislature. You know, if your whole ambition is to be the president someday, Scott Walker's claim to fame had to be, I'm an Eagle Scout, because he couldn't say I'm a Marquette grad. So I do believe, and one of our friends posted immediately on the two belly button, no tan, shirtless Scott Walker loving it up on Labor Day. And, you know, the irony of Scott Walker enjoying the Labor Day, right? The most anti-labor governor in the state of Wisconsin's history. Well, the first article posted, you know, please caption this, was the Wisconsin Citizens Media Co-op and their coverage of Scott Walker's alleged fathering of a child while he was a college student at Marquette.
And beyond that, the reporting, if I recall, Crudy, also alleges that Scott Walker and his parents, Scott Walker's parents, pressured the mother.
To abort the child,
which would seem to be what antithetical to what Scott Walker and his family claim to believe.
And the woman that made the allegations was in the delivery room, stood up in this woman's wedding to another man, and apparently the new man effectively became the father.
Adopted her.
Understanding is that woman, who does bear a striking resemblance to Scott Walker, does not perceive Scott Walker to be her daddy, if you know what I'm saying. More like a sperm donor at this point.
I can't really say I blame the child, now certainly an adult, for not wanting anything to do with Scott Walker.
Someone posted, ketchup is spicy. That seems like something Scott Walker. Here's one. Kay put up in honor of Jimmy Buffett regarding the Scott Walker picture I asked people to caption. Potbelly in paradise. See if there's any other clever ones. Several are clever. The question. I wonder what Bernadette is doing these days. That could be the alleged daughter's name. I'm less clear. Look at me, peasants, he says. According to George, Doughboy on a stick. Well, he's not so much on a stick as using a stick. Any other ones here? It's okay. My mom's right there. I wonder how far off the shoreline he is. You know, like, I bet it's no more than 15 feet off the pier. You know, he like took three paddles out, kind of like when he goes deer hunting. You know, they put him out. They used to put him out behind the governor's mansion in some blaze orange. And then he'd take his photo op and he'd put it up on social media. Ooh, cold out here hunting deer this morning. And then by 10:30, he'd be at some school or something, you know, doing a ribbon cutting, probably flying on state jet to get there. Yeah, I think this is definitely photo op.
Didn't he do the photo op where he was fishing, but the rod was upside down, like he couldn't actually have been fishing the way he was holding the rod, that kind of stuff, you know, this the fake whole thing.
Once you hook them, Dom, then they're hooked for life. Yeah. The governor's fishing opener.
Terrible.
I'm gonna make a confession here, and then we'll take some of your calls, and if you'd like to caption the photo, you can do so verbally, or you can find it on the Devil's Advocate's Facebook page. If you're strong of stomach, it might be worth a peek. But I have a possible reason for Scott Walker's second belly button. When I was a kid, I was out fishing. I was fishing at my uncle's house. I was about 12 years old. And I threw a long one. I was trying to, you know, casting. I wasn't using like a minnow or a worm, but, you know, a lure.
Using a lure, yes.
On a North Carolina bass pond. Sort of pretty well stocked. So I cast one, I hit a tree, and oh, damn it, it's in the tree. So I start tugging it, right? Trying to, yeah. You either got to get your lure back or you got to break that line at some point, but something's got to give. So I'm sitting there tugging. Whew. Flies back all the way across this little narrow pond where I'm trying to cast on the far bank, sticks right in my belly. Right? So, and then it's one of those triple hooks, right? The tri-prong. So I didn't have the good sense to cut the line. So I'm walking back to the house here with the hook still caught in me, but I'm still attached to the fishing pole, mind you. So it's just tugging a little bit, you know? Like you'd kick that line a little bit or something. So anyways, I got it cut out. Although I've got a little outie now, you know, a little secondary scar from the fishing lure. How would you get an innie like that?
That's beyond my knowledge, Curdy. But I got to tell you, man, I know you're not making too much fun because he does have a smaller belly than you do.
I'm not clear that that's the case.
Oh, come on, man.
I bet you if we went for BMI, I got more muscle density. I've got pipes compared to Scott Walker. Come on, man. I'd beat his ass off that paddleboard and take it from him. I might have a belly similar to his, but, you know, I didn't skip all my leg days. I could bro him up. I'd feel quite confident, you know, like wrestling or fisticuffs or any of that stuff. Not that I'm a violent man. I'm more of a lover than a fighter. Oh,
it's a sport, man. You know, do some, you know, it's boxing. You know, it's a sport.
A paddle. Here's what paddle I would. Box. Here is what I would challenge you, Scott Walker. Not that he would ever take me up because he's an insignificant man with two belly buttons and no tan. Pugel sticks in the military, they're like Q-tips.
Yeah.
And they're hard poles. And then they've got the padding on the end. And you wear the football helmets. And then you go like, you just go beat the hell out of each other. Right?
You can go smack. Get yourself in a couple of those big sumo wrestlers' outfits. You know what I mean? Go bounce around a little bit.
Well, you know, as long as you assume I'd need the outfit.
Yeah, I didn't say it. You said it. 844-967-2789. Let's get to them. Jack from the Mac, you are up. Welcome. What do you got for us today?
Hey, Jack.
Yeah, well, first of all, campaign positions are not and never have been a reason for recusal of any justice from a case that I know of. Next, how are you going to know whom to vote for if you don't know what their position is on important issues? And, of course, Protasiewicz never stated how she'd vote as a justice on any issue.
She specifically said, Jack, after she made the comment about them, the maps being rigged, then she said, well, I don't know how I would vote on them. So she qualified it with the follow-up or continued statement. But none of that matters, Jack. Not for the Republicans. They're just working on angles. You know what I'm saying? Because they're losing power because they suck, and people are starting to realize that. So the question I have for you, Jack, do you think they have the temerity to actually go through with it?
The arrogance of Voss and these Republican legislators who've had 13 years now with no consequences from the voters because of their rigged maps is astounding. I would be very surprised if they didn't. By the way, I have a deal for them. Protasiewicz recuses herself, but only if Hagedorn recuses himself too, because Hagedorn had a hand in construction of the original gerrymandered map. And he also, he's already shown his judicial position because he voted to approve the current ones for the last election. How's that for a deal?
Well, he voted against them before he voted for them, Jack. Thanks for the call, man.
Pardon me, Dominic People asking, why is Wanker wearing Trump's ankle monitor? Or is that Rudy's? That's what Dana says, from God's country. Crudy, he's got two belly buttons. He's an alien. Explains a lot. Shirtless is a Christian dick pic. You know what I mean. And Steve from 3.5 blocks away says Wanker's pot belly was bad. Well, mine might be as well. Dom certainly is, but that's why we don't publish shirtless photos on the social mediums. Where's your life jacket? Trump is my life jacket. More devils. We'll be back.
You know, they can go suck women.
Spin the globe and pick where you would go this summer at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. We'll be giving away a vacation of your dreams with our Vacation Your Way promotion. Throughout the month of September, you can earn entries for your chance to be one of 10 lucky winners on September 30th, with one grand prize winner receiving a travel certificate for anywhere your heart desires. Only at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, your place to play. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Show the world that age is just a number. Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa presents the golden days for those who are 50 and wiser. Turn up your excitement, because each Tuesday from July to December, you can earn 25 same-day slot points and $10 rewards play. Redeem up to four times. The golden days await at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa, where the only thing more exciting than your luck is the fun you'll have. For complete contest rules, see the Rewards Club booth at Ho-Chunk Gaming-Acusa. Must be 21 or older to participate and enter the casino floor.
Bug Tussle, providing high-speed internet to rural Wisconsin. No data caps, no contracts. 877-227-0924. Call today to learn how you can get 3 months free. 877-227-0924.
Most of us are not just red or blue. We're kind of purple. We want to do what's right while protecting our individual freedoms.
Join the Rational Revolution with hosts Chris Elfheim and Emily Sefos Thursday evenings from 7 to 8 on WGBW, WISS, and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast. Overcast tonight with scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows dip down to about 71. Southerly winds, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs around 80. Cloudy skies. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Lows level off around 58. Temperatures a bit below average Thursday and Friday with highs from the low 60s to the upper 60s. Chance for scattered thunderstorms Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Ray Miller. Right now, it's 84.
Mino and the Mayor in the morning, and the talk of Green Bay all day long. 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW.
Really get hooked, and once they get hooked, there's no going back.
The Devil's Advocates. Sausage making never looked so good.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Phone lines always open for your take. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, no fishing. Lots of water sports. Different than Trump does it, but lots of water sports in my weekend plans. I enjoyed myself immensely. Very relaxing, getting out on the boat. Scott Walker.
Well done.
He prefers a paddleboard, apparently. Dom, we've got people texting on the Shorewood you-know-what talker here. Be at least good today, Dom. Crudy is great every day.
Come on, ass kisser.
I know I had to read it because I think it's true. Jeff also had to say, and for the last time, maybe Hagedorn had a hand in these maps, so if Janet needs to recuse, so does Hagee. Dom, breaking news. Henry Enrique Tarrio. You see his sentence?
I did not.
22 years.
Woo.
The DOJ had asked for a 33-year sentence. Now, that's the worst J6 one yet. In terms of time, he will spend behind bars. In my understanding, Dom, under federal prosecution, 85% rule. Got to serve at least 85% of your time behind bars. No good behavior. No early probation. Do not pass go. Do not collect $200.
Good. I hope that becomes a hindrance for others who may consider the similar actions.
844-967-2789. We can talk about the impeachment caucus coming down the pike tomorrow. Wisconsin Republicans, will they or won't they try to impeach Janet Protasiewicz? I think they will. I think they're going to go big. And not so big that they'll actually try to impeach her, but so big that they'll actually try to backbench her, effectively start the impeachment process and leave it stalled there indefinitely. So she can't rule on, let's say, rigging of the maps or the abortion rule or any other damn thing, right? Because they don't really want a liberal vote on any of those things. They'd love to see a deadlock 3-3 court. 844-967-2789. Or you can crap on the former governor of the state of Wisconsin and his lily white, two belly buttoned, whatever he's supposed to be on a paddleboard. No life jacket. Looking good though, Scott. Looking good. I'd have definitely posted that photo. You know, for all the thirsty Christian women out there. Mark from the SAC, how you doing?
Hey, Mark.
I'm doing okay. I was kind of poking around, and I mentioned on Matt Flynn's show, but that apparently Melissa Eggard, I don't know if she heard about this or was worried about something else, but she was questioning about impeachment of civil officials back in February of 2023, and she received a response on February 9th, and I could be wrong, but that seems like that's almost before even the primary.
What, they're already talking impeachment? You know, we've got Melissa Eggard coming on Wednesday, I believe. Nate helped us get her book, The Minority Leader, Senate Minority Leader here in the state of Wisconsin. He'll join us on our big show on Wednesday. So, Mark, you're going to have to stick around. You'll have to be patient. We will know the answer, just not immediately.
Yep, sounds good.
All right, buddy. Anything else you got for us?
That's what it. Yep.
All right, man.
All right. Thanks, dude. Appreciate it. 844-967-2789.
How could you not want to caption the wanker on a paddleboard picture? I mean, it's just out there. It's just hanging over his belt line.
It's so easy. It's such low-hanging fruit, Crudy. You just couldn't help yourself, could you?
I could not. I'm a grown ass man in my 50s, man. I don't put shirtless photos on the interwebs because the interwebs never forget. Nor does Crudy. Karina from Milwaukee. Welcome back, Karina. How you doing, sister?
Hey, Karina.
Good, guys. I hope you had a good time off. I have a question about Jenna, Plata Savage situation. So if they will get to the point where they would say, okay, remove her from from a Supreme Court, then you're saying that the Evers can reappoint somebody. Can he reappoint her?
I'm not clear.
So you're saying that he can appoint somebody, right?
Yes, the governor would have the power of appointment, but there would be another Supreme Court election. It is not without consequence if this happens. So if Protasiewicz, let's say, resigned, and let's say Tony put Lisa Neubauer from the appellate court. She ran against Brian Hagedorn in a prior race, lost by 5,600 votes, I think it was. Let's say she's the appointment. She's the seasoned appellate court judge that gets this assignment. Well, she is just in that role until a special election can be held. And that would probably align with next spring's election. And if you'll recall, we got Joe Biden, right? I don't think there's going to be a lot of mystery on the Democratic side who the nominee will be. But on the Republican side, which would correspond with this spring election, they'd be going through a presidential primary cycle, Karina. So there would be a lot more impetus for Republicans to go out and vote, and it would legally have to correspond with the spring election. And you got to do it next year because you can only do it in, you can only have one Supreme Court race on the ballot in any given year. And if I remember correctly, in 25, we've got a race in the spring. In 26, we've got a race in the spring. So effectively, it would be Evers' hand would be forced. He'd have to call a special.
Right, right. I thought that if he's appointed, then that person already going to take a place for as much as it needed. Okay, thank you so much. Yeah,
but only till April. Only till April. And then
that's a good point, Curdy, but then the timing becomes a thing. So if this malfeasance comes down from Republicans, if Evers and the Dems or the liberals on the court are able to put this thing off until after April, then you can try to squeeze it in for the presidential for your special. But it all depends on when the court cases come down and how that would actually impact the timing of say the redistricting or the abortion case.
Well, if you are still litigating the districts next spring, it's already too late. You know what I mean? Then you don't have new maps. We got to have new maps in place probably before the spring primary in the state of Wisconsin. Now, the partisan primary falls in August. So you don't actually, have to recast to go be primaried in the assembly or the Senate. About a third of the Senate seats come up. All the assembly seats come up. And that's what a recasting, a redoing of the map would really take effect on the legislative maps only in the state of Wisconsin. Could affect the congressional maps. No promises there. But the state legislature, that's where the real battle's being fought. And that's where they don't want to give up the power. So they're going into caucus tomorrow. And I predict there'll be enough support in the assembly side. They'll roll it out. They'll impeach, which moves it to the Senate. And then the Senate won't move on it. They'll just leave her on the sidelines. And then to get her off the courts, you got to go through the courts. And she, of course, wouldn't be able to rule because she's off the court. Come back, more Devils.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, GOAT, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Mr. Clean, Mr. Clean. Of course I use Mr. Clean Magic Eraser to clean tough messes off my stovetop and bathtub. But then I discovered I can also use it to easily clean my patio furniture and even my shoes. I'm hooked!
And when wipes won't cut it, I use Magic Eraser Sheets. They're thin and flexible erasers, perfect for everyday messes, like gunk on my counters and sinks. They really are magical.
The reviews are in. Mr. Clean Magic Eraser and Sheets make cleaning look easy.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM, WGBW. You're listening to The Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW, 1590 AM, Denmark. W250 CV, Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.